Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. This is our text. Although I have been back to this seminary, my alma mater, twice to speak to the Sem 4 class, I have never preached in this chapel, having left these premises in 1981 for my first call. And I remember very vividly the excitement of that evening and coming up here and hearing where I was going to go to my first parish. And like Abraham, I obeyed and went along with my wife. And we went immediately out this door and headed the exact opposite direction of where I was supposed to go to meet my new district president. So I think one lesson we want to get there from this is when we obey and go, be sure you know where you're going before you head off with all the zeal and enthusiasm of a new pastor. And thank God in this seminary we've been taught to find our direction in a certain and sure direction from God's word. So even if we do go off on tangents, we can find our way back. Although my first call took me to an island in the Chesapeake Bay, a beautiful pastoral scene within 90 minutes of my family, I knew at that time and had committed my heart to God that wherever I heard, I would be willing to go, wherever the Lord would send me. Because I had been heading in wrong directions earlier in my life, and the first Lutheran church I had ever visited and worshiped in was the first time I ever heard a sermon that the just shall live by faith. And a little light bulb went off in my head, and I knew that my salvation depended not on myself or my own decisions or what I could do, but rather on God's decision in choosing me in Christ Jesus and inviting me through the words of the gospel to believe in the grace and love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And that all that I longed for in my heart had been accomplished by God in Christ Jesus, who gave his only son over to death on a cross for me, that I might know my Father. And that I might find direction in my life, and not only direction, but destination, a destination for my life. And that destination is heaven. And it depended not on me and not how hard I tried or how grossly I might fail, but depended upon Jesus Christ, who died and rose again from the dead for me. And that's a life-transforming experience. And one certainly changed my life. And the message in the gospel, or in the text for this morning from Hebrews, that the just shall live by faith is also a message not just of eternal destinations, but of daily living and daily walking. For we are to walk by faith and not by sight. For it is impossible to live the Christian life by our own strength and our own power and our own shrewdness, hoping that somehow God's going to sweep up the mess that we leave behind. And we cut him out of the decisions on the get-go and only invite him in on the backside when we've made a mess of things. The just shall live by faith. Abraham knew that God had a plan for his life. And Abraham had an integral part in God's plan for the whole world. Abraham was literally an instrument of blessing for generations that he would never see. And dare we think, as pastors and as future pastors, that God will use us as instruments to, in Abraham's footsteps, fulfill a plan of blessing in life for the entire world, using us, imperfect vessels, as his instruments. As we preach the word, as someone wanders into our church that has been lost, as I myself was once, and to hear from a young pastor fresh out of Springfield a sermon that the just shall live by faith. Do we walk with that sense of authority, that sense of blessing and responsibility? God has a plan for each and every one of us. But like Abraham, we must obey and go. Sometimes we're afflicted with the paralysis of analysis. And particularly, I think, as we study maybe this was my own affliction, but in the seminary, the more you learn, the more you realize you'll never learn. And as you continue in life, the more you study, the more you'll realize you'll never conclude your studies. So in your weakness, God says, come, and you go. You obey and go, trusting that in your weakness, God finds a habitation for his strength. He doesn't choose perfect instruments, but flawed instruments, so that in you, others might see that God, in his mercy, uses imperfect vessels to manifest his perfection and his goodness. Boy, what a load that is off your shoulders and mine. God calls us to step out on his promises, that he is faithful, and that's what makes the difference. He upholds his promises. He provides solid ground for us to walk in. And like Peter, then we can step out of the boat. But we must first cease presuming to be captains of our own lives and destinies, and step out on God's promises, trusting that he will be faithful. Focusing our eyes each day when we're counseling someone, we're in a situation we don't know up or down, left or right. We feel like Pilate. You ask yourselves in this situation, what is truth? Leaning upon the wisdom that is Jesus Christ and not on our own strength, and stepping forth in faith. Faith moves, it doesn't sit. Faith obeys and goes. It doesn't grow ivy. By faith, we are to leave everything in terms of our primary allegiance and to give our hearts, our wills, and our very lives to God. For we know that scripture. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. Glorify him. Pick up your cross. Sacrifice all to go forward and to serve your Lord. Leave everything behind. And yes, it'll seem sometimes like you're living in tents. And some of you may very well be living in tents on your first call. Or it'll seem like it. It's okay. You're in good company. Leave all and follow your Lord. He will take you where he wants you to go. Live each day by faith, knowing that God is with you, the giver of daily bread. God will supply all your needs according to the riches of grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be buoyed up each day. And I understand this is final week. Be buoyed up each day that God is in Jesus Christ, both the author and finisher of your faith. If he has called you here, he will see you safely through, and you will find strength and help for your daily needs. There will be times when you will not know where you are going. There will be times of doubt, uncertainty, fatigue. But God knows where he wants you to go. And because he does what you cannot, like Abraham, you can obey and go by faith. It's a great adventure. It's a wonderful journey. And a lot of times, it's a lot of fun. But go forth by faith. Leave yourself behind and discover your new self in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, who will be with you every step of the way. Now may this word of encouragement and peace guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, always and forever. Amen.